This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Eric Hosmer, 4 hits tonight, looked good at the plate, good on defense, you know, playing off the ball, scooping.
Scooping. Amazing.
Thank you to Trace
ball
Jingler.
Scooping.
There for appearing on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Yeah, if you're just joining us, that wasn't Jay Stengler. That was Trace Jingler.
Yeah,
that's
Jingler.
That's Baseball Nick doing his impression last night after the game.
But I think to your point, the guys kept battling
up and down the lineup.
I mean, there are so many people who are tweeting in or texting me going, I didn't know that wasn't Jay Stengler.
My wife was blown away. Scoop.
Somebody, I don't have it in front of me, but somebody tweeted in. They're like, I watched the video earlier this morning, and I still thought it was Jay.
A lot of people accused him of maybe dubbing and lip syncing, which, my God, that would take a lot of work. But no, that's Baseball Nick. And that was that. Look, I mean, at this point, you got to find things that make you laugh, because if not, you are going to cry when you think about how this season has slipped through everybody's fingers, Ben. It's been a rough one.
Breaking news on 97.3 The Fan is powered by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. In fact, if you want, you could throw down a wager on Thursday Night Football. Your San Diego County Toyota dealer's proud to sponsor Ben and Woods Westwood One broadcast of both Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football tonight. Got afternoon Padres baseball, and then tonight we have the Carolina Panthers and the Houston Texans for you here on 97.3 The Fan. So looking forward to that. Later this hour, I wanted to throw out a topic on the Padres. And if you want to start thinking about it or tweeting us at Ben and Woods, let's go back to the start of 2020, like before last season, and then through the trading deadline, and then the offseason, and then the trading deadline this year.
Okay.
If there's one AJ Preller trade that you could go back and undo.
Reverse it. Like a vasectomy.
Like a vasectomy reversal, exactly. Supposed to be permanent, but all of a sudden you get an opportunity. Just put it all back in order.
Yeah, they see you got 3 kids running around, right? So
which of the AJ Preller moves over these last 2 seasons would you just say, nope, let's cancel that one, bring everyone back to the Padres, send everyone back to their old teams, and put it back the way it was?
I feel like this one may be easy.
It's a can of worms.
It is a can of worms.
Oh, it's not easy.
All right. Do you have them all?
I can give you a list of all of them. I went through them and made my selection already.
Thanks for sending it to the rest of us.
But I don't have them like specifically on a piece of paper. I can hand you a list of
read
the trades.
Them out.
You know the trades.
Play along in your car.
You know the trades that he's made. Think about who's on the Padres, how they got here.
There's been a lot.
There has been a lot.
They all kind of meld together after a while.
I mean, like, for instance, there's trades you wouldn't undo, even if they aren't perfect both ways. But, you know, Tommy Pham and Jake Cronenworth coming to the Padres for what was that one? Hunter Renfro?
Yeah.
I don't think you undo that one. especially because of Jake Cronenworth at this point. That feels like a one you want to keep for sure.
Call that a mega win.
Yeah. I mean, now the other trade with the Luis Patino, I think it was Xavier Edwards, actually, and Hunter Renfro was that one. But then the Luis Patino deal, Blake Snell, I mean, yeah, I don't think I want to undo Blake Snell. I want to see more Blake Snell with the Padres, not less Blake Snell with the Padres. I don't want to undo that one. But there were some other moves that you might not be as big of a fan of, and we can talk about that coming up later this hour. Right now, though, I want to get in some Ryder Cup talk and more, get some other headlines from the world of sports in this morning's edition of the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Here's a weird story. The headline is, woman claims she's married to Michael Jackson's ghost.
It's the Rindle Report.
Excuse me.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Guys, it's happening.
What?
All right.
Whoever does the impression of me at the start of the Rindle Report is spot on. I mean, they nail my flubs. Very good job, whoever that is.
I won't throw them under the bus, but a member of the San Diego media who is on every single Jay Stingler Zoom is listening and fell for it.
Yeah.
They thought it was Jay Stingler.
It's uncanny. It really is. Trace Jingler is a star this morning.
Superstar.
Unbelievable. We will start on a story that we touched on yesterday. I believe it was in Don't Do This. The Rays and the Jays
The card gate.
Scouting card gate, whatever you want to call it. Well, temperatures turned up a little bit yesterday because the Blue Jays were not happy about what happened, and they plunked Kevin Kiermaier yesterday right after what happened on Tuesday night. And benches cleared. Kiermaier was not happy. He said it was weak to throw at him in that situation. Turned it into quite a little rivalry there in the AL East.
Yeah, they won't face each other again, I think, this season. They may run into each other in the playoffs. But, you know, Mudd and Don were talking about it last night, and both kind of agreed Kiermaier's got to give that card back once he realizes what it is. Mudd, in fact, the quote was, just be a good egg. You know, be a good egg. Take it. This isn't mine. This isn't ours. Just give it back.
I was tweeting with Tony Gwynn Jr. about this topic yesterday.
What did he say?
He said he was tweeting with John Heyman, who he does that podcast with.
I wouldn't know. I'm blocked by John Heyman.
Oh, okay. Well, so fair enough. let's see. Where did he say? Let's see. I find what. I don't have the original comments, but basically, what I added was that, hey, if my team is smart enough that they can memorize all the strategies and they don't need to wear cards, then I'm not going to worry too much. I'm going to take that card if it falls out and take a look at it. But no team does that. They all use those cards. Isn't that correct, Woods? I mean, every single one of them has something under their hat or up their sleeve
or
taped onto their glove. So you're just as at risk of having it fall off as anyone else. So unless your house is completely clean and you don't need any of those cards, if one falls out, that's the golden rule. If you dropped yours, what would you want the other team to do? Steal it or give it back to you? So if that's the case for you, then you should probably do the same for the other team. Now, if you don't use a card and they're trying to basically get one over on you, then I'd say, okay, I'm okay with you keeping that then.
Can you imagine? I'm returning to glory this weekend, Ben, on the diamond, the baseball diamond.
You're back.
Back on Saturday, yeah. And can you imagine if I had a defensive alignment card in my hat for an adult league game? Like, this is how you want to pitch to this guy. This is where you want to play. It is pretty crazy, but it's kind of the evolution of baseball. It didn't used to be this way. They didn't have these crazy shifts and all this data to kind of tell guys where to be. And so you kind of understand why you might need a little cheat sheet when you play 162 games. It's not like quarterbacks don't have giant wristbands.
Yeah.
They don't memorize playbooks.
So Heyman tweeted, the Rays announcers keep saying that once Kirk dropped his scouting report on the field, it's fair game for Kiermaier to take it. What if a $100 bill fell out of Kirk's pocket? Would it be fair game for Kiermaier to take that too?
Right.
What if it was a family portrait?
What
he
if
gets,
it was
he gets that too?
What if
and Tony
Baez...
Jr. says, not the same thing.
But
that's not the same thing.
If you find Javi Baez's earring that he dropped sliding home, it's mine now. Sorry.
No, you give, keepers, you give those things. You give those things back. The $100 bill, the family portrait, but the strategy card, it's a different story.
Yesterday you did say, if you were an NFL player and you found the other team's playbook, you're damn right you're going to take it and run.
Yes.
You know? And I don't know.
It
I
is just, up to you to protect those things.
Kiermaier can't be surprised he got plunked. Right? You can't be surprised.
He looked surprised, but...
He was like, he like peered out at the mound.
I thought it was a fairly decent, right in the back.
Back.
Didn't hit him in the head.
Still hurt.
Got him in the back. And you move on with life at this point.
Well, we will move on with life right now in the Ryan Report. We'll switch over to golf. I want to give you guys a chance to touch on the Ryder Cup, 43rd Ryder Cup, getting ready to go this weekend in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Now, Team Europe, they've won 9 of the last 12. Team USA putting together one of their most talented teams, but also one of their youngest teams. It says 10 of their 12 members rank in the top 13 in the world right now, including 6 major champions. According to BetMGM, Team USA is the slight favorite. Get them at minus 190. Team Europe is sitting at 2-1 odds.
So what's fun about the Ryder Cup, and this is the first one in 3 years because of the pandemic. So the last time the Ryder Cup was played was that you couldn't care less about golf.
At
In fact, you actively hated it.
Yes.
So this is the first time you're really going to experience Ryder Cup.
I'm so excited for this. Like I told you, I volunteered for the wife. I said, go do whatever you got to do. I'll watch Taylor all day. And by watch Taylor, I mean plop him on the floor with an iPad and watch Ryder Cup with him.
What I love, though, is there's so much. It's still an individual game. You know, it's still golf. You got to make the shots. But there's so much more strategy involved. First of all, just from the very beginning, the selection of the team by Steve Stricker, one of the things that he did is he picked a team that fits the course. Whistling Straits is big, long, huge course, so he's gone with his big hitters. He's tailored the team. Like, he didn't take a Kevin Na or a Webb Simpson, kind of the shorter, straighter hitters, because the course, a little bit long for those guys. So he really tailored the course. As the home team, you get to do that.
He went Paulie instead of Woodsy.
Yeah, and he has a good course for his team. Then it's all about the matchups and pairing guys who maybe have similar games, so when they're playing alternate shot, they're not like in unfamiliar situations. It's like if you play an alternate shot and there's a guy who hits it 320 and another who only hits it 250, the other guy's going to be uncomfortable. You're going to be in a lot of situations that they're not used to. So you want to pair guys who have similar kind of styles together for the alternate shot. And then it's the ultimate strategy of match play. You're not simply playing against the course. You see what your opponents do, and you react. I mean, if they hit a tee ball in the water, it changes your strategy completely, because all of a sudden, you know, par wins the hole. So you don't have to be aggressive and play for a birdie. You simply have to beat the other guys on that hole.
Sure.
There's so much more strategy involved as compared to a normal golf tournament where you're just trying to make as many birdies and shoot as low score as possible, which is entertaining, but this adds just so many other nuances to the sport of golf.
Yeah, it's funny too, because you know I've started watching a ton of golf. I mean, exponentially more than I ever have. And I look at the European team, and I'm like, I love the majority of the guys on that.
And they tend to be good in these match play. They play more of it growing up, so they tend to be better in these head to head match play sort of situations. But I think talent wise, the U.S. is definitely the better team. I mean, look at their first round pairings. They will announce them officially later today. They'll do the drawings and the matchups for the first four balls tomorrow. But based on the practice rounds, who's like working together, you can kind of tell who's going to go off in this first round. It's going to be Brooks Koepka with Daniel Berger, Jordan Spieth with Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson with Colin Morikawa, and Xander Schauffele with Patrick Cantlay, which means Bryson DeChambeau and Tony Finau are like on the bench for the first matches. Your team is that good that you can even say, you know what, Bryson, will keep you in reserve maybe for the afternoon matches. I know that Steve Stricker will probably want to get everyone at least 18, if not 36, the first 2 days, so everyone's kind of sharp going into the Sunday singles matches when everyone plays. But that's part of the strategy. If you got a guy who's on fire, do they play all four matches?
Right.
Or do you give them a rest for one of them so they don't burn themselves out with 36 holes 2 days in a row? I love the strategy of the Ryder Cup. It's what makes it such a fun and different golf event to watch every 2 years.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm really looking forward to sitting down and watching that tomorrow as soon as we get out of here.
And finally, here is your headline from USA Today. Massachusetts high school forced to use party bus with stripper pole for a field trip.
Oh, that's rad. If you were a kid?
Group of high school students. They were going on a field trip, and they had to ride, ride on one of the, you know, the big party bus.
Party bus.
The lights.
Then you ever
everything.
Been on a party bus?
No.
Shocker.
Weird.
God, there's so much stuff I want
what
to
What did the teachers say? No,
do.
that's not a stripper pole. That's a fireman's pole.
Why is there glitter everywhere in here?
Oh, my gosh. An 11th grade AP teacher tweeted about it and then went back and deleted it, but just said that the original charter bus had fallen through.
Yeah, you do what you gotta
do. This was the only bus available, and unfortunately, actually, it's a sad story. It's a failure in the education system
right
there. Like, there's a lot of problems, budgets, and all of that, which, in the grand scheme of things, of course, is unfortunate, but I don't know. Kind of not the worst thing for the kids.
I right? really loved field trips.
Really?
You love field trips, going to the zoo or whatever on just a regular old school bus.
I loved field trips.
You imagine getting on a party bus?
We went to New York City on a field trip when I lived in Connecticut. That was great. Went to D.C. on a field trip. That was fantastic.
What was the best field trip you ever went on?
Probably New York. Yeah, it was incredible. My mom was a chaperone. I remember this guy. This guy, Doug. He, for some reason, he decided to dress like 1975 John McEnroe and wore white shorts and a white collared shirt. And a seagull flew over him and crapped bird crap green all over his white shirt.
Oh, no.
And he was screwed. I mean, he's like, for the rest of his life, he'll remember that.
I don't know if it's a field trip. I did that, class trip to Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
in junior high school, you know, where you get the tours of all the monuments and everything.
Yeah, you didn't like it?
I didn't love it.
Why?
I did enjoy. We went to see The Mission at San Juan Capistrano when I was in...
That's
I think,
a field trip?
Like third grade. Yeah, we went up on the bus. See, none of the buses here, at least back then, had air conditioning.
Yeah, terrible.
So it's always hot and uncomfortable, and it's not a good ride on a school bus.
Up in Washington, when I was in sixth grade, we actually got to go on two overnight field trips. One was... There's like a camp that everybody in the school goes to. It's to learn about nature and Washington history and all that. Every high school or elementary school student in the state goes on that
sixth grade camp. We have that.
And then
here
at the end of the year, we went on like a 2 or 3 day field trip to an old retired like naval fort on the coast of Washington that kind of looked over the inlet into Puget Sound, and it was used in like World War II to prevent, you know, submarine attacks and all
sounds
that.
Sounds like a long trip for that, though. Like,
it
you
was,
could do that today, I feel like.
You could, but we got to stay there, like, you know, in the retired military barracks.
I thought he was going to say a retirement home. We went to a 3 day trip to
a retirement home.
That would be
But we
terrible.
Got to just pretty much have free reign, run around.
It's a blast.
The bunkers.
As you
and all
can imagine,
really cool.
Fancy Ben didn't love camp. Food was not good. The beds were not comfortable.
Mommy's not there. Make you your warm milk
exactly.
at night.
No field trips to the country club.
Nothing.
God.
Nothing that sixth grade Ben enjoyed about Cuyamaca for a week.
God, man. That is the Rindle Report. Great job, Paulie.
Thank you, Paulie. All right. So the topic again. If you could undo one of A.J. Preller's trades since the start of basically 2020.
Yeah, we're not talking Trey Turner.
Yeah,
and stuff
yeah.
Like
let's
that.
Not go back not to the back. Matt, you know, Matt Kemp days or whatever. We're just talking about in the last two seasons.
Yeah,
which one would you undo?
Since we feel the window open.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, which one would you right now if you could just take it away and send everyone back to where they came from? Which one would it be? 833-288-0973. You can tweet us at Ben and Woods. We'll do that coming up next. Right now, let's get a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan with Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are getting closer. The Benton Woods Open. It is coming Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. The Benton Woods Open presented by Top Turf and Pavers. Women owned and operated. Entrust your family with ours. And by Computers Kids, the national...
What are the kids?
Computers to Kids, the national leader in bridging the digital divide. I was so worried about missing bridging because you messed that one up.
It. When I say briding or... Bringing
the digital divide?
Yeah.
Bring that divide.
They don't bring the divide. They bridge.
They don't.
The divide. Oh, and by the way, before everyone blows up my DMs asking how they can sign up for the Benton Woods Open, they're not ready yet. They're not ready. We're going to, Monday is what we're shooting for.
Then we'll give you like a website URL that you can go to.
And then it is every man on, or yeah. woman for themselves.
Refresh.
If you don't, at least we're hoping. I'm sorry.
And if it doesn't go well, we'll be... you'll have plenty of time to sign up. But I'm hoping that it fills up pretty quickly. I'm thinking that it might.
Me too.
We got some special things planned, including, we mentioned it last week, we got the Tier 1 Pale Ale, the Benton Woods collaboration beer coming out with Burgeon. And I was just down there yesterday. We're going to do a show next Friday from the Arbor, which is Burgeon's location down there on Kettner in Little Italy, in the morning on the day that they're going to release that beer.
Amazing.
So that's going to be really fun, and we're going to have some of the beer for our golfers at the Benton Woods Open on November 5th.
Yeah, it's exciting times to be a Benton Woods listener, and to be Ben Woods and Paul right now is pretty exciting. You can't deny that. Having your own beer is pretty awesome. I'm not gonna lie to you there, Benny. And doing your own golf tournament's pretty cool too. So if you do want to be involved in the tournament sponsorship level, just hit me up at the Stephen Woods. And it's filling up pretty quick in that regard too. But just excited to hang with everybody, man, and go play some golf.
So we're gonna spend the rest of the show, I think, kind of going through this topic of if you could undo one of AJ's trades from the last couple of years, which one would you undo? Do you want me to kind of go first here and set the, you know, lead it off, or do you want me to hold back on mine? And you want to start? Should we go to the callers right away? What's the format here?
Let's go to the caller first.
All right, let's go. 833-288-0973. Mikhail, welcome to Benton Woods. Good morning to you.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good.
So the one trade I think we should do from AJ Preller would be Hosmer to see if we couldn't have gotten a better first baseman.
Okay, he didn't trade for Hosmer. They signed Hosmer as a free agent.
Right.
So that was many years ago.
Yeah. Well, let's do.
Okay, let me give you,
Ben,
my,
you screwed
let me
this
give
up.
You my example, and then we'll kind of go.
Okay,
and
don't worry about it. Ben probably explained it wrong.
Did I explain it wrong?
Probably.
I hope not.
I'm going to blame you. I'm not going to blame him.
You know, AJ's made many, many trades, like over like a like close to two dozen or so.
Yeah,
I mean, so many trades, and is there one that you could undo? My example here is the trade he made at the trading deadline last year in 2020, right there at the end of August, when the Padres sent Taylor Trammell, Andrés Muñoz, Ty France, and Luis Torrens to the Mariners for Austin Nola, Austin Adams, and Dan Altavilla. Certainly understand why they did it at the time. They needed a more offensive presence behind the plate. They thought they'd get that from Nola. And, you know, Austin Adams, obviously had a promising, dominant slider arm. Dan Altavilla, you know, hasn't really contributed much to the side of that trade, but we've seen Austin Adams do some great things, but fall apart here at the end of the season.
Record setter.
Nola never got hot really in 2020 at the plate at the end of last season, and has spent much of this year injured. He's hitting okay now, but the power is never coming. He has just two home runs. Meanwhile, on the other side of that deal, Ty France has an OPS over 800, and I know you've said, Woods, he didn't have a place to play here as a corner infielder, but even on the bench, I mean, he'd be a helpful piece. I mean, he's been a hitter. He is showing that he is a hitter on the major league level. And then Luis Torrens and Austin Nola have essentially the same WAR this year, right about one, and Torrens has 14 home runs. Even though he's been doing more DHing as opposed to catching for the Mariners, he has produced offensively. Taylor Trammell's kind of been up and down from the minor leagues. But in terms of what the Padres kind of got in that deal, that one looks like one I would probably undo if I could go back in time at this, at this point.
We have to go, so I'll hold mine.
All right, so that's what I'm talking about. Go find a trade. Tell me which one you'd want to undo, and you can call us 833-288-0973. We'll hear what Woods picks when we come back as well, and then we'll try some more callers on this topic. Hopefully I explained it a little bit better there. Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. Shop Vons and Albertsons and save on local favorites like California-grown red, green, or black seedless grapes. Right now, just 88 cents a pound with a digital coupon on VonsorAlbertsons.com. Offer valid through September 28th. I see more callers on the line trying to undo the Ozzie Smith trade to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Benito Santiago. Guys, again, it's the last 2020.
Let's just give it to these last 2 years.
Yeah, 2020, 2021.
This decade, as it were.
Yeah,
good call. I'm curious what Woods is going to have to say as well. We'll get his thoughts and we'll get some calls in right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. We go to traffic, and Paulie here goes, well, I mean, you undo the Trey Turner trade, right?
Paulie, are you not listening?
Just the last two years. I can't relitigate.
I'm with the listeners. You didn't say
I can't relitigate forever in every move A.J. Preller's ever made. He makes so many moves. I'm trying to narrow the focus in just to this window and these last couple of years and all the moves that he's made that affect this roster right now.
2020.
I get it.
And 2021 for the last and final time.
Woodsy, before we go out to the phones, 833-288-0973, what trade would you undo?
Oh, Trey Turner and Will Myers, for sure.
Well, convenient that you started in 2020 when two of his worst trades were prior to 2020 still hurting this team.
Now, listen, I would probably say, Benny, the Adam Frazier deal this year.
Okay.
And the reason for it, it sounds stupid, right? Well, you had a hit leader, an all-star, legit, top of the order guy. Well, what's the control? He's got one more year after.
He's a control for one more year.
Okay. You gave up
Tucapita Marcano, yep. Jack Sawinski, and Mitchell Miliano.
Okay, great. So,
which we don't know a ton about how they're going to end up.
Yeah, and it's not even really about what we gave away to Pittsburgh. And again, that's going to remain to be seen. What it did do is just create, in my opinion, a bit of a logjam, it was just cloudy. Things were cloudy, and lineups you saw being shuffled a little more than usual, positions being shuffled a little more than usual, trying to wedge guys in there sometimes.
I mean, if Adam Frazier comes in right away and continues to hit like 350... and is just
throw him at the top,
just hits at the top of the lineup. You go, yeah, we got room for that guy anywhere. We can find a spot for his bat. Unfortunately, he came in and for the first month he was with the Padres, I mean, he hit around like 220.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't doing what he did with the Pirates. So not only did he create a bit of a logjam, he also wasn't producing either.
Was Margot for Pagan, wasn't that 3 years ago?
That was just before the window,
okay.
I believe. But you can throw that one in if you want.
Sure.
It's kind of more of this team for sure.
Recent. No, but the thing is this. So think about it. It's hard. You can really only evaluate a trade years later, right? And so let's say, for example, the CBA gets ironed out and the DH comes back to the National League, right? So next year you could potentially have an infield of Jake Cronenworth at first, Adam Frazier at second, Fernando Tatis at short, and Manny Machado at third. That's a pretty damn good infield, right? You feel pretty good about that. Hey, Hosmer's still here. Well, okay, great. We got a DH. We have a DH for him. He can DH against righties. The Adam Frazier trade may pay dividends, but what it did this year, I just felt it created a huge, huge logjam, and it definitely took some playing time away from guys like Ha-Sun Kim. And when's the last time that guy had an AB?
Been a while.
Mid-August, it feels like. And you know, you'd like to see what you spent, you know, for him. Or, like, you want to see what he's worth. So, because you spent a lot of money to get him. So I just think, man, at the time, it just didn't make a lot of sense. Yeah, there's smaller moves you look at and go, whatever. Like, I mean, somebody just tweeted in Matt Brash for Taylor Williams. Brash is going to be a stud. We got six innings out of Taylor Williams.
Yeah,
DFA.
I mean,
you
know, and like the Trevor Rosenthal trade had a very short return. You had a rental of Trevor Rosenthal, but he helped at least. Now, the kid that they sent out to the Kansas City Royals had a great year in the minors and just made his major league debut a couple days ago. And I had his name up here, and I just lost it. But
Olivares and it was all, I can't remember what it was. Olivares.
I know the problem is keeping all of these trades straight.
It really is something else.
It really is actually kind of difficult. But let's try some of the phone callers here, and maybe they remember a few of them as well. Let's go out to John on Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, John.
Hey, John. Hi, John. John. Let it ride. John.
And John's gone.
All right.
The phone says not, this has not worked out. Let's try one more here. Walter. Walter, welcome to 97.3 The Fan.
Wow. Man, this is actual hell.
You know, I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often.
This is hell.
All right. You want Miguel? We'll just clear them all. I mean, we got the lines are lit. No one's there. No one's home.
This is Miguel.
Hey, Miguel, you're there. You're on the air.
This is Miguel.
Hi, buddy.
I don't let this show down. I think my mind is going to listen to me. Hey, before I forget, Woods, I'm that Frazier. All I got to say about Tingler is, how do you have Adam Frazier batting cleanup?
Yeah.
I'll leave it there.
It's weird.
I'll leave it there.
It's weird.
Now,
it's baseball 2021, but it's weird.
That's terrible. Now, the one trade or acquisition that needs to go, and I'm going to go back maybe 2 years or more. Got to be in 2014 when AJ Preller became the operation guy. It's been 7 years, guys. And if you look at our record in those 7 years, it's below 450.
You want him to undo his own trade of himself.
Yes, he is the root cause of why we're at where we're at. This is not the first wave. This second wave right now of all these trades we've had, look at Franmil Reyes. Look at Hunter Renfroe. Look at Ty France. Look at Margot. Look at Cal Quantrill. All these guys, Urias this year with over 25 home runs. All these guys are producing. And Preller, this strategy of giving up the so-called top farm system in Major League to get proven MLB players, hasn't worked now, and it didn't work back when we had to acquire Kemp, when we had to acquire Upton. All these, this is the second wave. How many strikes does Preller need to have for somebody up higher than him to say, you know what, enough is enough. You've had 7 years to prove yourself to this city. You have produced, other than last year that was only 50 games, a below 450 winning percentage with your strategies and your planning and your minor league system. Come on now, let's get beyond this small market mentality that we shouldn't be firing executives. He needs to go and bring in somebody proven that's going to get us results immediately, not 5-7 years like we've been waiting for him.
Now, okay, so Miguel at least had the idea because he named a lot of those guys. That's why I thought it was an interesting question. Like Luis Urias has hit over 20 homers for the Milwaukee Brewers. Eric Lauer has had a decent season for the Milwaukee Brewers. Trent Grisham, of course, you know, still is one of the players that you figure is part of the Padres' plans, but I thought someone might pick that trade as one that they would want to undo in the future. He mentioned Cal Quantrill. That was the Mike Clevenger deal. Obviously, the Padres could have used Cal Quantrill desperately this year. Mike Clevenger barely pitched at all. He got injured. Now, he still could be a critical member of next year's team, but I thought that was one that they might want to undo. He mentioned Franmil Reyes, who as a DH has hit over 30 bombs for the Cleveland Indians this year, despite missing a bunch of time. You just said, if there's a DH next year, you like how the Padres are set up. You'd really like it if they still had Franmil Reyes to be a DH on their team if that comes to the National League next year. So I thought maybe some people would want to undo that trade that AJ has done. The topic was brought up because there are a number of discussion points of the different moves that he's made.
Well, the funny thing is nobody, and I mean nobody, pissed and moaned about these trades when they happened. No one.
True.
Didn't see one soul going, we really gave up Ty France?
I mean, Miguel just argued for prospect hugging, which basically was the thing that fans hated the most about A.J. Preller the last few years. They're just prospect hugging. They need to start signing guys and trading guys for real proven
We need proven veteran MLB players. Talent. We needed a catcher.
Well,
we got a catcher.
They've done it the last couple of years. They've traded a lot of their farm system for more proven MLB players, and now everybody kind of up in arms like, oh, well, yeah, but you gotta get it right. Well, you do have to get it right.
Sure.
I mean, that's part of the equation as well. You have to get the right guys. It did not work out this year for the most part with some of the guys that AJ acquired for the farm system that he built.
Yeah. Again, it's hard to look at the bad ones without looking at the good ones too. You know, we got Jake Cronenworth out of this deal here. We got Blake Snell, and yeah, that one may come back to sting down the road. We'll see.
Darvish, we don't really know what those young kids are going to turn into.
Yep.
At any point, but I mean, they needed Yu Darvish, especially first half of this season. He was an all-star.
Yeah, he was an all-star.
Was very, very good. The kid's name, Dylan Coleman, is the one they traded for Trevor Rosenthal, made his debut this week.
Wasn't he a player to be named later?
Mm-hmm. He was.
And he is just apparently a stud. So, yeah, man. Felipe says, Hosmer at DH. Hells no. Come on, the Stephen Woods. Look, I mean, more than likely he's not going anywhere, right? I mean, he's here. It's going to be tough to move him. And you know, if you eat it, that's one thing. If you're going to eat that salary, then okay, that's fine. But if he's here next year, I would rather him DH against righties than, you know, play a lot of first base, because Jake is he's a really good first baseman and still kind of learning, and he plays really, really well over there. So I'm fine with that. I'm fine with Frazier at second. I'm fine with Kim getting in there against lefties. And that's kind of where you look at the depth that we all were so excited about. And the DH just adds a different element to that. I mean, I don't look at Eric Hosmer and go, yeah, that's what I want for my DH. I want him slugging, about 311 home runs. I don't want that. But, you know, you kind of hope for the best. And maybe, I don't know, maybe getting him off his feet playing defense makes him a better hitter if he's just focusing on hitting. I have no idea.
The strange thing is a trade you might be happy about now, you could regret in a year. And a trade you might want to undo at this very moment could be the one that ends up winning a Padres a World Series down the line. I mean, these things do evolve over the years, and sometimes they'll look good for one side, and then it'll look better for the other side. There was years where you thought that Will Myers trade looked like a disaster. Then it looked pretty good, especially last year, and Trey Turner was hurt a lot for many years, and thought, I'm glad we have Will Myers. And now this year again, he's like, oh yeah, I'd take Trey Turner in a heartbeat over Will Myers and what he's done this season. Absolutely. The final scorecard hasn't been written on all of these AJ Preller trades.
It feels weird right now, and it feels, you know, white hot on AJ Preller right now, because you do look around the league and you're seeing a lot of guys flourishing. And I think that's also an indictment on
on the Padres, and I think you have to credit the other teams for helping those guys, giving them playing time. Again, Ty France, great example. He's just not going to get any playing time here. And I think getting playing time has allowed him to be a better player. It's the chicken and the egg. Like, how do you know what you have if you never play them? There are other guys that had ample opportunities here. Ample.
Luis Urias got a chance to play quite a bit here.
Absolutely.
Now, is that an indictment on the development in the system, that they're not developing guys once they get to the big leagues as fast as they could, so they can, you know, produce with the Padres before they get shipped off to another team?
Yeah, and, you know, listen, Paulie said at the break, you know, he was talking to somebody, and they said that the Blake Snell trade is going to be the one that haunts the Padres the most, because Patino, you know, they're bringing him along slowly, as they do in Tampa. But the Cole Wilcox, I know he got hurt this year. He had Tommy John. You know, that was a big one. Now, I'm pretty happy having Blake Snell here. I really am, and especially the way he pitched before he got hurt was pretty electric. And a healthy, comfortable Blake Snell next year leading the rotation, I'm good with that. Really good with that. So we'll see how that all plays out. You win a World Series in the next 2 or 3 years, and Blake Snell's here. Yeah, you have no problem with that trade.
I actually worry more about Yu Darvish going forward than Blake Snell as a key member of the rotation. Maybe he comes back next year and looks like an all-star again. And we also don't know how healthy a lot of these guys are.
Willie tweets in and says, I don't look back, but I would have waited to give Tatis that huge extension. He's not mature enough to handle such a deal. He just hit his 40th home run last night.
Come on.
You don't want every year going, oh God, is he, like, he's here for life. He's here. I think that was a great, great move.
I mean, what is a, if Tatis stays even, the only concern I have over the Tatis extension is health.
That's it.
But if he stays reasonably healthy, what's the worst possible season he's going to have?
Like 25 homers.
I mean, that would be like, you just can't see him going any lower than that. He's still going to be out there, you know, playing, making spectacular plays at short, you know, making things happen. Just with his speed alone,
he picks up
so many base hits, just, you know, the infield singles, the extra bases, the doubles, the triples, the home runs. He does everything.
It's a no-brainer. That was a no-brainer.
I don't think that's going to be something that the Padres regret, unless there's a major injury, which can happen with anybody.
Sure.
I mean, that's a risk on every single guy you sign to a long-term deal is the health thing. But other than that, I don't have many worries about Fernando Tatis Jr.
No, me neither. He's kind of
going forward.
The least
I mean, as we said earlier, 40 home runs, age 22. That's a list chock full of Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I get a lot of people tweeting in about Franmil. I mean, yeah, you missed the crap out of Franmil, but he was a really bad.
All you got back was Taylor Trammell, who was then flipped as part of a trade that I would undo.
Yeah.
So in that sense, you didn't get great value for a player who turned out to be really, really good. And boy, if the DH had just been put in permanently 2 years ago, I don't think you'd think about getting rid of Franmil.
You just lock him in
as a DH.
The guy loved it. He loved it here. He was beloved here and really is coming into his own. I'm happy for him, obviously, but I wish he was doing it here. And that's one that stings a little.
A lot of people think that's what derailed the 2019 season.
They do. You know,
Tatis got hurt, of course, in the second half
of
that year.
Chemistry is a huge, huge thing, and I think we're finding out a little bit more each day just how huge it is. But yeah, man, I there's just, obviously, you look back, hindsight is always 2020, and I bet you there are trades that AJ Witch, I bet there's players he wishes he didn't move, I'm sure, but you got to give up something to get something, and a lot of them haven't worked out, a lot of them have.
Thanks to everyone who joined us today on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Just 4 home games remaining this season for the San Diego Padres. We'll have baseball for you at 1:10 this afternoon. 12:10 pregame show. That means Coach John Quintero coming up next early here today at 9 a.m. Logan Webb pitching for the Giants. He's had a nice season against Yu Darvish, final home start of his first season with the San Diego Padres.
You going down there today?
I went down last night. We'll see what happens this afternoon. My guess is I will be in studio watching this one, but hopefully I get at least one more time to get down there before the last home game on Sunday.
I think me and Hannah and Bo are going to go on Sunday.
Sunday, wrap it all up.
Say, you know, tip the cap and see you next year. And
farewell to your favorite ushers and concessionaires at Petco Park for another
some friends.
Long winter,
man.
It is.
It's going to be really tough here in San Diego to get through winter.
All right, don't forget Rock of the 70s and 80s that conjures up memories of epic tailgate parties, light shows, and fog machines. It's Arena Rock, exclusively on the Odyssey app, and that's it for us. Executive producer of the program is Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at Fryer Friday. Wrap up the week. Ryder Cup gets underway as well.
Battling.
See you then on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!